From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, 5 structure fires in the past week have proven to not be intentionally set. According to Lakewood Fire Chief Jonathan Yar, a lithium battery and poorly discharged smoking materials are all likely causes of the blazes, which first began a week ago. One fire at an apartment building on Cedarbridge Avenue, which displaced 19 people, was likely caused by an unattended candle. A Garden State woman is accused of stealing over $1 million in retirement and pension funds paid out to her dead aunt.
77-year-old Janice Miller of South Orange has been indicted on a federal count of wire fraud. Prosecutors say Miller's aunt died in 1998, after which Miller is accused of opening a new bank account in her relative's name and quietly collecting the federal funds deposited there for 25 years. During a phone call with a Social Security worker, Miller allegedly posed as her long-deceased relative. If convicted, Miller faces up to 20 years in prison. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
So far this year, deadly crashes in New Jersey have surged 27%. Lieutenant Gary Halston, Vice President of the State Police Traffic Officers Association, said Middlesex and Monmouth counties have the highest rates of fatal wrecks. Route 1 in South Brunswick is a particular concern, and the road will be targeted during their summer enforcement period. The Rutgers School of Nursing in Newark has been chosen to lead a new $75 million state initiative. The Trenton-based Maternal and Infant Health Innovation Center will provide prenatal clinical services, says the director of the Rutgers Midwifery Program, Dr. Julie Blumenfeld, as well as
expanding existing and creating new certificate and non-degree programs, community health workers, community-based doulas, lactation support educators and clinicians, but also focusing on mental and behavioral health education and training.
According to a CDC maternal death and mortality rate for each state between 2018 and 2021, there were 103 maternal deaths in New Jersey, with a maternal mortality rate of nearly 26%. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Can you put away the umbrella now? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up next. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There might be a stray shower early on tonight. So the vast majority of the area, though, will be dry. We'll have clouds giving way to some clearing later on. Low temperatures tonight in the mid-50s. Warmer but less humid tomorrow with intervals of clouds and sunshine. High temperature tomorrow pretty close to 80. It will be closer to 70 at the shore. A shower or thunderstorm in spots late tomorrow night, low near 60. Then a very warm day Wednesday with clouds and some sun and a stray thunderstorm, high 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Weather brought to you by Brock Farms. Spring has sprung and Brock Farms blooms with everything you need for your turf and garden. Yeah, that's it. Shop their huge selection and let their expert staff help you create the yard of your dreams. Visit Brock Farms Route 9 North in Freehold or Route 34 in Colts Neck.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.